Oh, it's a very intriguing week in the world of golf. Good morning, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas. It definitely is. Tiger's back.
He is back, and so much airplay because of it, mate. Realistically, how do you think he'll go? He's been out, what, 16 months?
Well, one thing I'll guarantee you, run top 20.
Yes.
So that's a good start.
Eagle have you heard about the Pro-Am? He's come up with a couple of eagles on this course.
Yeah, no, the golf course suits him in this sense. He's played here a lot, Alvin. He goes there. That's his weekender where he goes down and plays a lot of golf down there. So, you know, he'll be comfortable there. I think it's been a smart move to come back there and not at the Safeway where it would have been a golf course he hadn't played a lot, an environment. And we all know at our local golf courses, there's certain holes that you're comfortable at and, you know, certain greens you putt well on. So I think he'll be good at that. Realistically, I think he can break par a couple of times, but, you know, he's playing against guys who have been playing all year that are, you know, in great form. You know, he's playing alongside Patrick Reed. That'll be interesting for him because he's got a massive ego. But it's a good feel. So, you know, who knows? You know, there's all reports. I read an interesting one with his best mate, Nota Begay, saying, oh, I'm expecting him to win the event. Well, I don't think that's realistic. But just seeing him back in the interest, you know, even Adam Scott, who's at the Australian PGA Championships this week, he said, oh, I can't wait to watch. I'm going to sit back and watch golf. Adam doesn't watch a lot of golf, so he'll be sitting back watching that. You know, interesting stuff. All the other players around the world that aren't playing this week are going to be watching Tiger. So he is missed in the game, there's no doubt. Can he come back to the level he was at? There's probably no chance. I heard he doesn't go at it as hard as he used to. So his distance control, or his distance, I should say, won't be the same. But I can't wait either. I can't wait to watch. He's got his old putter back too.
The old Scotty Cameron.
It's like he's not in the hardware business anymore. He's back with his Scotty Cameron. He won 13 majors with this. So
wow.
Who knows? Drive for show and you putt for dough.
Yeah.
Gowie, same. Well, look, obviously that's the brand, but same putter he won all the majors with, or just similar?
No, the exact same putter.
Exact same.
One of the stories I did read was that his son, he's 8 years of age now, Sam. He's got two putters. One that he won the first Masters in 96 with, the US Masters, and this Scotty Cameron putter he's got, he won 13 majors with. This kid's not allowed to touch his putters. He can touch any putter in the house, but not this one.
Ellen touched that 4-iron she put through the window of the car that put on.
Well, I must correct you. It was a 6-iron.
6-iron, sorry.
6-iron. So
she hit it like a 4-iron.
Whoa!
Got him a beauty.
Anyway,
didn't his life change after?
Oh, did it was.
That was the fatal swing.
Going to the side window. But, it will be interesting. Can he win it? Oh, who knows? Who knows?
I wouldn't put
my money on him. I've put my money on him for many, many years, but this time I won't be putting a cent on him.
No, it's just great that he's back. I hope it all works for him. And now the Aussie PGA, firstly, what do you think of the course they're playing?
Well, it's an interesting one. I was up there doing a course review last year with the designer, which is Grant March. I think he's taken way too much flack for this. A lot of the players aren't very happy with the golf course. It's perched up. A lot of the greens are up high, but there's a reason for that. It's in a floodplain. A lot of players didn't take that into account. But Grant March did an extremely good job with the area that he had to work with. And, the course last year, it had only been down like 3 months and they were pushed to play on it and it didn't have time to settle. I think you'll see the golf course settle a lot. Chipping was difficult last year because around the edges was hard to chip at. But this year, I think it'll be a totally different story. The golf course will be a lot nicer. And, you know, players will complain just at the drop of a hat. So I think this year, if the weather's nice, last year the weather wasn't so good. But it's a nice course. It's a good resort. You know, nice course.
Sanctuary Cove.
No, Royal Pines.
Royal Pines, Sanctuary Cove.
You described it. It's a nice.
Has it ever been at Sanctuary Pines, or is that where the ladies have played?
No, they've played there. They used to play when the massive Japanese and money was coming in.
That's right.
The old Sanctuary Cove was massive. It was fantastic. Yeah. Mate, who do you like?
I like Cam Smith. You know, he got beat in that playoff with Jordan Spieth and Ashley Hall back at the Australian Open a couple of weeks ago. He's on an absolute high. That confidence for a kid like him will, you know, go through the roof. He's a Queenslander. I always look at Queensland golf courses and greens because they're very grainy for a Queenslander to win because they just putt better on them. Like someone like Rob Pampling, they just go another leg when they're in Queensland for some reason. And the other one I like as a roughie is Molinari, Eduardo Molinari. I don't know if anyone knows that he's in the field, but this is a co-sanctioned European event. So big week for an Australian to win this. They can go along and get exemption for the next 2 years.
Okay.
Like Nathan Holman, who won last year. But it's a race to Dubai. So we've seen Poulter and a few other Europeans, Peter Juric, that are down here playing. I think it's easy money for them because it's a race to Dubai, which is only a couple of weeks away to the final. And they're playing for $1.7 million. You know, you come down here and have a top three or four, and that helps you, your course. So I think you'll see more Europeans come down next year.
Well done, Gowie.
Thanks, fellas. Hey, watch Scotty Henn. Scotty Henn this week has to run inside the top 15 to stay inside the top 50 to get into the US Masters, the dream of his. And, geez, he's gone well this year. I wish him the best.
Good on you, mate. Your tips are Cam Smith at $12 and Eduardo Molinari at 100-1 at tab.com.au. 7 o'clock. Thanks to Paul Gow.